This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Ministry of Education says plans are underway to have more teachers with specialized training in primary schools. A parent group criticizes the Ministry of Education for failing to address key issues in its latest briefing. A retail store reports steady sales from last-minute back-to-school shopping. And President Putin warns that long-range missile approval will put NATO, including the UK and US, at war with Russia. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Ministry of Education says plans are underway to address the lack of teachers who specialize in creative subjects and foreign languages in primary schools. Speaking on the sidelines of a music project-based learning workshop, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw says the ministry is taking steps to increase the number of specialized music teachers.
Our education officer, Mr. Randy Eastman, has raised the concern that we don't have enough specialist music teachers within the primary schools. And of course, he would have gotten that information from his colleagues across the school system. And it is something that we are looking to remedy through partnership with the NCF. We are currently discussing a proposal for the expansion of the number of music teachers at the primary level, because we want all of our children exposed to it. Our children cannot know that they're good at music unless they're exposed. So it is important that we make this a reality.
Dr. Archer-Bradshaw acknowledges that while some specialized music teachers are currently assigned to teach other subjects, the ministry is working to address the issue.
It takes talking with principals and getting principals to understand the importance of music. We know that we are living in an exam-driven society where English and mathematics are given the focus. But our children need to be exposed to other subjects as well. And in as much as we have to share that with the parents, we have to share that with principals too, so that they'll be able to timetable their teachers and assign them accordingly. And I assure you that I will have that conversation with my principals so that our children can have the best opportunities to develop their skills.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw. Meantime, the ministry's head of the Change Management Unit, Paul Murphy, says that the plans extend beyond music, with more specialized educators expected across various subjects.
That we are not only limiting this to music, but we have also reintroduced, I would say, the foreign language program using native language speakers to assist us, particularly at the primary level. So particularly in those areas where we think we need to have greater focus, so foreign languages, music, the arts, and so on, trying to introduce more teachers into the system that can focus on those areas that should redound to the benefit of our students.
Head of the Change Management Unit at the Ministry of Education, Paul Murphy. A parent group is criticizing the Ministry of Education's recent news briefing, stating that it failed to address key issues, particularly regarding the Caribbean Examinations Council. The spokesperson of the group of concerned parents, Barbados, Paula Ann Moore, described the information provided by the ministry as disappointing in both quality and quantity.
Approaching 4 weeks after CXC results were released, is this really the best we can do regarding communications to the public on our national CXC results and national academic awards? A promise of vague, unknown information regarding the national CXC results at an unknown date, particularly in light of the CARICOM-wide concern regarding poor CSEC math pass rates. We were just provided a total number of national awards. There's been no information regarding a possible national task force.
She stressed the urgent need for better communication from education officials.
As we have advocated since 2020, it is clear that education transformation is needed, not just within CXC, but also at the CARICOM ministries of education. Communications with stakeholders and the wider public are in dire need of overhaul. The late communication regarding the principal and teachers' transfers and the non-communication for almost 4 weeks regarding the national CXC results and academic awards just continue a public communication trend which does not reflect 21st century public expectations and entitlement.
Spokesperson of the Group of Concerned Parents Barbados, Paula Ann Moore. The Democratic Labour Party has taken the Education Ministry to task over the reopening of the Alma Paris Memorial Secondary, stressing that they took too long to provide a space for special needs students. Spokesperson for Education Felicia Dujon told Starcom Network News there's been no significant progress towards the school's reopening despite promises made under a former education minister in the last BLP administration.
We all have remembered that Alma Paris was closed in 2017 because we were hoping, and I remember the minister at the time was hoping that it would have been an institute, a unit that was designed specifically for students with special needs. We understood that they lost the election, and in 2018, we had a new minister responsible for education, and that they believe that that same matter, meaning that the idea that it has been a school for special needs, would have continued. But we're now in 2024 and nothing has been done.
She believes the ministry may have questions to answer, as she claims budgetary allocations have been made towards special education.
Because at the end of the day, allocation, budgetary allocation has been made for special needs. And we're seeing that over the period of the last 6 years, not much has been done in regards to that institute. And so there are a number of questions that should be raised. And I believe that parents, the PTAs and parents that have children with special needs, these are the kinds of questions. And I believe that the ministry needs to be held accountable.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. Despite concerns raised by parents about the high cost of back-to-school supplies, one retail store is reporting a steady influx in the number of people purchasing items. Store manager of Abed, Suleiman Bubulia, told Starcom Network News people have been shopping since August, but says the number has increased as the new school term draws near.
So we have had a consistent flow of shoppers for the month of August and into September, as you know, school begins next week. And we have seen a consistency among shoppers coming in to shop, especially for our ready-made clothing for back to school. We have a full stock of blouses, shorts, long pants, ties. And we've noticed that people are still shopping up to this last week. We're still having persons coming in, our customers are coming in and shopping for back to school.
Abed store manager Suleiman Bubulia, chairman of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, Dicon Mitchell, has urged all citizens across the region to remain alert by staying informed through updates from CARFA and local health authorities regarding Mpox and its transmission. He made the plea in the wake of the recent declaration by the World Health Organization, WHO, regarding the outbreak of Mpox, specifically the more transmissible clade 1B. Mitchell said reporting any suspicious cases to local health authorities is critical in allowing for further investigation. And finally, President Vladimir Putin has warned that allowing Ukraine to strike Russian territories with Western-made long-range missiles would put NATO at war with Russia. The Russian president said it would, quote, significantly change, end quote, the nature of the Ukraine conflict and amount to nothing less than direct involvement of NATO countries. Ukrainian officials have been pleading for months for permission to fire Western-supplied missiles deep into Russian territory. U.S. President Joe Biden has limited the distance U.S.-provided missiles can be fired across the border into Russia amid concerns over an escalation. Recapping the headlines, the Ministry of Education says plans are underway to have more teachers with specialized training in primary schools. A parent group criticizes the Ministry of Education for failing to address key issues in its latest briefing. A retail store reports steady sales from last-minute back-to-school shopping. And Russian President Putin warns that long-range missile approval will put NATO, including the US and UK, at war with Russia. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.